Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22, a look back at a very special Eagles moment. And we're talking right now about the Eagles and the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. The year was 2004 at the Link, and stepping into the spotlight was a first-round Eagles draft choice by the name of Lito Shepherd.
And I love to hear the crowd whenever Lito would get an interception because they would go into the old Boss Skaggs singing Lito. But not just did Lito have the pick six in that game, check out this play from Rod Hood, another interception. Leading 13-0 early in the second half, the Eagles were on defense and facing a 3rd and 6 in Carolina territory. Rod Hood lines up against the Carolina receiver, Rasin Muhammad, who was running a shallow crossing route. Linebacker Dehani Jones, right here in the middle of the field, is a free player. This was a smart play by Hood, as he lets Muhammad go because he knows Jones will pick him up. With Jones now on Muhammad, Hood becomes a free player. He gets his eyes on quarterback Jake Delhomme. He steps right in front of the pass for a big interception to put the Eagles back in scoring range and to help extend their lead. On the ensuing drive, Jim Johnson dialed up a blitz that would force another turnover. Carolina lines up in an empty set, meaning there are no running backs in the backfield. This leaves just 5 blockers for quarterback Jake Delhomme. With a threat of a blitz from the left, Carolina slides their offensive line in that direction, leaving just 2 blockers to block 2 Eagles defenders. But no one is available to block Sheldon Brown blitzing from the slot. Delhomme throws off of his back foot, the ball sails on him, and Lito Shepherd picks it off. And Lito does what he does best, bobbing and weaving between Carolina defenders for a 64-yard touchdown to put the Eagles up 23-0.
You talk now about the Eagles and their need to have defensive backs step up.
Yeah.
But in those days, they had a lot of them. You had Jim Johnson coaching the likes of Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent. Mm-hmm. And then before they were even done, the Eagles used that first-round pick for Lito Shepherd. Then they picked up Sheldon Brown. And then also Michael Lewis.
Well, that was a very good era of cornerbacks, and I think it just goes hand in hand. When you have a good group of guys up front getting pressure on the quarterback, it really makes your cornerbacks look better. But when you've got guys on the outside like Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent that you mentioned, those guys do a nice job of holding up receivers, and it makes the front look better. They work hand in hand. And really, that's what needs to happen with this current group. They need to come together in that same vein.